Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I guess it is a little overcast here. I can see some blue sky, but another nice day on deck for us. Have you seen
yesterday here didn't clean up like we'd hoped at all.
It
stayed pretty chilly, and then even though the sun broke out, it didn't stay out long, and then the overcast was back.
Oh, bummer. All cloudy this morning?
It's overcast again today, yeah.
Yeah. Any word on what the holiday looks like, the 4th of July? Not that people are necessarily going to be out enjoying it.
I can look now. I'll pull up my app. No problem. It's right here. Okay, in my area, it's working. I've got still a mix of clouds and sun today and tomorrow. Saturday, though, looks sunny. In fact, it looks sunny all the way through the rest of the week for the coastal area. Let me see, in San Francisco. What am I looking? Yeah, San Francisco. Highs just almost touching 70 through the next week, but for the most part, perfect in the 60s. All through San Francisco's next week.
Yeah, I'm looking at about 5 degrees higher than that. 75 and sunny on Saturday, so that's good news.
And San Jose is in the 70s and just hits 80 just a couple times over the next week, and sunshine all the way through, locked in. So San Jose is looking great. Great summer weather ahead.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links we mentioned on air by following our Facebook page.
Woo!
All right, so where to begin? So the other day ago, I was telling you that Santa Clara County has been hard at work getting a back-to-school plan together, and they even released some of the plans in place. And the hope is that all kids will return to school full time. Now,
yay,
that's, you know, going to depend on how things go over the next couple weeks/month. But, you know, they some of the things they wrote, elementary schools keep same students, teachers, and staff together so that it's easy to trace if there's a problem. You don't have to go running through the whole school to find out who's been contaminated. Maximize space between students' desks. A bunch of the stuff has to do with kids drop off, how they'll get to class. One of the things that they're doing in grocery stores and other places is, please follow this circle in, and then from there you can go where you need to, but this path is the way in.
Right.
So they'll probably have a way to keep everyone from having others swim upstream, so to speak. Like, wow, what are you doing? Why are you going this way? Don't go that way.
Breathing all your stuff on me.
We're all going this way. Come on, man. So that's, you know, I thought, wow, look at Santa Clara go. And then the next story that comes out here is more than 40 school principals in the South Bay are now in quarantine after being exposed to COVID-19 during in-person meetings held by the Santa Clara Unified School District. So they did very important work on behalf of their school district and students, and they also were exposed to the coronavirus as one of the people at the meetings, a pre-symptomatic individual at the school reopening planning meetings on June 19th, tested positive a few days after the meetings, and now 40 principals are locked in the house waiting out the coronavirus tests.
Jesus, that's honest to God. I mean, Zoom, you guys.
Well,
but I guess maybe because they're planning to reopen, they're like, well, we start with us.
No, I think that what they're saying here is there was a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
And they just really needed to all be in a room together. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's, I think, the story behind it was they'd done some Zoom meetings. They'd done as much as they could that way. But they felt like that if they get together, they can knock this thing out. And they did get it done faster than most places. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Disastrous results.
Well,
let's hope none of those people wind up with it. I mean, that's, you know. God, and I hope they get their tests back soon.
Right.
Jesus, let's hope those ones are fast.
You know what? Someone wrote in, and I'll do some texts. I'll try to save some time and do some texts in this at the end of this break. But someone wrote in and said, Sarah, go get another test from one of these other places. They'll turn it around in 2 days. Like,
Jesus.
Don't waste any more time waiting on these people. They're clearly something wrong. Something is wrong there.
I agree with that completely. It's ridiculous.
This next story is fun, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
I like it. I'm doing it because I like it. It's out of San Clemente, California, which is down south. Jason Hartinoff's 17-year-old daughter forwarded a Snapchat of their San Clemente, California front yard covered in toilet paper. She sent the photo to her dad with an apology saying that we've been hit by anonymous vandals. I'm so sorry, and I will help clean it up. And the dad was disappointed in the kids who TP'd his house, but not for the reason his daughter expected. In fact, when he saw the toilet paper hanging from his trees, he said, "This is the greatest thing ever." And he felt compelled to take a picture of his house and post it on Facebook. And here's the note he wrote. "To the kids who TP'd my house last night, thank you. Thank you for restoring my hope in the youth. Thank you for bringing fun in a way too serious world. Thank you for finding a great use of excess toilet paper people bought during the COVID-19. Thank you for being kids. Thank you for modeling play. Thank you for showing creativity. Thank you for embracing that life is short. Have fun." He also said, "To these kids' parents and educators, this is shoddy TPing work. We should be ashamed. We need to teach our youth about doing things with excellence. We need them to focus on the details. They need better coordination and leadership. We need American kids to step their game up. Kids, next time, ask for more TP so we can fill in the gaps." He said,
the
trees are too bare and the roof has little or no paper. And you left half rolls sitting on the ground. Ask me for help so I can show you how to coordinate an attack and TP the right way." His post, of course, has now gone viral. It's been shared over 2,000 times.
Oh, that is a paltry job, Ben. Are you looking at
this? It's weak at best, for sure. Yeah.
Still, you know, he's not wrong on all counts. Like, they need some help with this. But, you know, my first thought was, oh, God, I could use some toilet paper.
You could?
Well, we're getting low, but John just needs to, you know, order from Costco. Yeah, that's a half-assed job. But he's not wrong. That is
everything
what kids
is
do.
So freaking serious right now. There's no kids just being kids.
It's a nice house.
We're so tired of our kids being on electronics and watching Netflix and stuck in the house because of COVID. We need more of this to get out of the house, get off the electronics. He's not wrong. And you know, there's no doubt if you've got kids during this time and you're doing the quarantine as you've been directed, you find yourself in part feeling sorry for your kid and also in part being mad at them. Like, snap out of it. I need you to go find something to do. I'm not here to entertain you. I have 50 things to do before dinner time and you're in the way.
Yes.
Move it. So
move, kid. Get out the way.
But I love that. I just thought that was absolutely excellent and a point well made.
Sense of humor, at least. You know, that's a lot of people just freak the F out when their house gets TP'd.
Right. Right. And I just know that that was something we did, you know, and I know the eggs were one step too far and I did that and then got caught. And I deserve to be there cleaning that up. But toilet paper is not the worst thing you could do to someone. Eggs are.
No.
But toilet paper is not a thing.
Yeah. It doesn't ruin your paint job.
Right. Or just stick and stay and stink.
Right.
Blah.
Yeah. And cook on the front of the house.
Right. Right. All right. My next story is about hairdos. How many hairdos would you say, like, do you feel like you've had them all in your lifetime?
No,
here you
I
are.
Don't. I had it really long, no cut at all, my whole life growing up. When I went off to college, I got bangs, so that's two. Then I had, then it was just freaking humongous spiked hair all through the 80s.
Bon Jovi, right?
Bon Jovi's all different colors, and just like, I literally never brushed it. I just would, it was just like a giant dreadlock afro on my head. And it was...
Did you Aquanet that?
I didn't need to. I mean, I did use like stiff stuff and, you know, some of the hairsprays and stuff. But by the time it was all matted at my head, like my friends were like, oh, rats would have a field day in there. It was so big. I would take a brush and I'd just like pull pieces of, you know, just kind of yank pieces of it out. And it would just fall like a cascade all around my head.
My high school girlfriend used to do the flip her head down.
Yeah.
So she'd be bent at the waist with her hair hanging down. And then she'd just Aquanet the whole thing.
Yeah.
From that down position.
Yep.
And then when she'd flip her head up, she'd have this 80s.
Gigantic, awesome hair.
Name the artist. The heart. The other artist that carried that. Anyway, yeah, she'd have that.
Vixen. Had
sure.
giant hair.
Right.
Sure. All those awesome. Here are 80s some of the bands.
Someone ranked the 10 worst haircuts you could get. I don't necessarily think they're all that bad. I've had some of them. The bowl cut I grew up with. That's
sure.
the number one worst haircut you could have.
It's,
right.
It's, what are you gonna do? They're a kid, they don't know.
Yeah, but they do know their pictures. Well, weirdly, there aren't many pictures of my childhood. Now my kids will have almost every day of their life chronicled.
Oh my God. it's actually kind of awesome, you know? It's
yeah.
fun to look back at the, as I mean, little digital cameras were brand new when my kids were born, and now it's just, you know.
Well, you have it with you everywhere you go.
It's in my hand. I'm
every little
at
thing,
right
I'm
now.
Like, oh my God, that kid,
click.
Look at how cute that is. I got to get that.
Yep. It's great.
The mullet is the second worst haircut you could have. I had one of those at some point. The Gumby,
not good. What's the Gumby?
Which is it? Bobby Brown had it. It's he had. It's like a sideways.
Oh, okay, sure. Right, it's higher on one side, asymmetrical.
Not yeah. quite a flat top is, yeah. I guess, the way to describe that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So I don't know if this is. I have always, I've never had. I've had almost every haircut. I've had mohawks and spiked and shaved and long hair and mullets. I've had it all. I never had a solid mod haircut. You know what I'm talking about? The mod with the very short bangs and the stick spiky top.
Yeah.
And the long burns down the side.
Yeah.
I never had that. And I actually think that's a cool look. The Who had it when they first started out. And then you see the Oasis brothers and.
Yeah.
And other dudes carrying that mod. Is that the clue?
Jim McGuinn used to, I don't know, K-L-O-O-T?
K-L-U-T-E. It's shaggy short bang haircut a lot of people had in the 70s, including Jane Fonda. I don't know if that's the mod, but I actually thought that's
I
a
look
pretty,
that up.
That's a cute look.
K-L-U-T-E.
Clute. Then the pompadour makes
images.
The list. Mall bangs.
Oh, this is almost like a weird little pixie cut, Vin.
Clute?
I'm mostly seeing it on girls here. Like that. Look at Bryn put up a picture. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's a clute, apparently. But it's the bangs are pretty long.
Yeah, that's a
I don't
version
see,
of
I'm not
the mod,
seeing any
but
dudes
it's not.
In this. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I still don't really know what a clute
Extreme
is.
Extreme pompadour, mall bangs. Mall bangs. Big permed bangs that were big in the 80s. All right.
That was, you remember when in the 80s, one of the things chicks would do would be like, they'd pull some bangs down over their forehead, but then the hair above it would go straight up. So
yes.
It was almost like they'd walked right into a wall.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think those are mall bangs.
I hate that look.
Yeah.
I actually hate any time your person, and myself included, anytime anyone's got crunchy, sticky hair,
yeah, crispy
I just think
hair.
That's gross. Ugh. Helmet hair is on the list. Beehive and the buzz cut with bangs.
Oh.
Your whole head is buzzed, except you. Some of the punk chicks used to do that, and it's not a good look.
Well, anyway. Look, it's a look, and that's what's important. People need to have that.
Oh, God, I didn't save time for texts.
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll take a quick break. Oh,
all right, let's do that. No, let's do that. I'm out of time. So.
All right, music news is next. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.